I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. Employers added a surprisingly strong 130,000 jobs last month, while the unemployment rate fell to 4.3%. However, the Labor Department report also included major revisions to previous data, reducing the number of jobs created last year to just 181,000. That was the weakest since the pandemic year of 2020. Meantime, Lisa Dwyer reports.
The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office's 10-year outlook projects worsening federal deficits and rising debt over the next decade, driven by increased spending on Social Security, Medicare, and debt service payments. The report also factors in the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, higher tariffs, and immigration crackdowns. Those changes are projected to increase the deficit for 2026 by about $100 billion. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Stocks closed relatively flat. The Dow lost 66 points. The S&P fell less than 0.1%. I'm Ben Thomas.